Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kathy Buchanan with Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Michigan. Kathy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. I've caught you at LaGuardia Airport. You're leaving New York because you've been there this weekend for the Tunnel to Towers race, right?
I have. I arrived on Friday, and from the moment I landed, it's been a whirlwind of a wonderful weekend. Uh-huh. So it was great.
All right. Tell us a little bit about it. How much participation did you have?
Well, from what I understand, the members of Carpet One and friends and family, we had about 275 participants in just our group alone. Last night, Frank Stiller joined us at the One World Trade Center. He didn't have a final count, but he is guessing anywhere from 34,000 to 35,000 attendees, plus the 6,000 volunteers. A wonderful event.
All right, so just to remind our listeners that may not know about this, again, kind of the basis of this is a philanthropic effort on the part of Carpet One.
Stephen Siller's Tunnel to Towers Foundation started when Stephen Siller, a New York City Fire Department member, and he was done with his shift that beautiful September morning, found out what was going on back in the city, decided to turn his car around, unable to enter back in through the city because all the entrance and exits had been closed, put on 65 pounds of firefighting gear, ran through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to the Twin Towers, and perished in the South Tower, saving lives. In order to keep his memory alive and the memory of all of the 343 FDNY members, the Siller Foundation started this race. Mm-hmm. And the race, I believe, 18 years ago, started with 1,500 participants, and now it's just grown into a wonderful, wonderful event.
Now, it's more than to so that we can remember Stephen Sillers, but it's also a fund that's used to build.
It is.
Yeah. So tell us about
that. Yeah, so the money raised does a number of different things, but the part that Carpet One is involved with is building these adaptable smart homes. Mm-hmm. Homes that have wider doorways, cabinetry that comes down for the service member to be able to live as close to a normal life as fortunately, you and I are. Special adapted bathrooms, elevators, Mohawk, and Hunter Douglas, and the cabinet company that is a part of CCA Global. They provide all of the materials. They donate all of the flooring and the window treatments and the cabinetry. And then the local Carpet One store, depending upon where the service member's home is being built, we provide the installation of these items.
Do you have a recollection of how many homes have been built?
I want to say about 54 that we have done in the past 5 years.
I'm just guessing at this number, but I remember at the Denver meeting that they were talking about Carpet One has raised over $4 million, I believe, for this cause, right?
I don't know if it was about $4 million, but I think it's about almost $2 million.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I know this race alone, we raised over $260,000.
Yeah, how about
just
that?
This particular event.
Uh-huh. Okay. So this One World Tower event, who sponsored that? That's the top of the building that was built to replace the tower, right?
Yes, it's absolutely a beautiful building. And if you ever have the opportunity to come to New York City, I would definitely recommend to take this amazing elevator ride experience up to the top. But CCA Global put this event on for all of the racers, all of the supporters, Mohawk, Dell Tile, all of the vendors. Mm-hmm. And the Carpet One members were able to participate as well. And Frank Stiller joined us with one of the Gold Star family members, the Gold Star families. The Stiller Foundation is recognizing these families that have lost somebody, whether it be a firefighter or a police officer or a soldier, and the Siller Foundation is paying off their mortgages. So we had this wonderful lady, her name was Mecca Nelson, and she spoke to us. She lost her husband 13 years ago this October 1st, and what an inspiring, most beautiful soul. So she was there, and she spoke to all of us. And then Jim Aaron's daughter, Joelle, sang our Star-Spangled Banner. That was breathtaking.
And if you, people are friends with you on Facebook, you can go and listen to that. You've clipped them.
Yes, you can. And she stopped my heart. I think of all of the events that I've participated in, football events and whatever, she blew everybody away. What a beautiful rendition.
Yeah. Did the Spartans win this weekend?
They did. 40-31, so okay. Go green.
All right. And how's business in Westland, Michigan?
Well, we had a slow July and August, but that was expected. We always teeter out July and August. People are going on family vacations and enjoying the summer and outside. But September turned everything around, and spectacular September. So I'm hoping the last quarter follows suit.
Okay. All right, Kathy. Well, thanks for the update. Appreciate you catching our listeners up on what happened in New York City this weekend. Again, we're talking to Kathy Buchanan with Independent Carpet One Floor and Home in Westland, Michigan, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.